Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to the first responders out there, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also up on Twitter, at Captain's America. We're also on MeWe, The Captain's America, and you can check out our website, The Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now to start off our number two, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, before we get to the subject matter to start the show off this hour, I want to thank the people that showed up yesterday at Mission Barbecue over there on West Waters Avenue. We're there every Tuesday for Have Lunch with the Captain. We had a couple, Kyle, that drove up from Miami, Florida to come meet us.
Very nice. That's great.
Yeah, and she was a retired disabled firefighter from Miami, Florida, brother of the badge, sister of the badge, if you will, in that particular case. And her husband had gone to Washington, D.C. the week before to hear the president speak. He didn't go anywhere near the Capitol because he could see things that were developing. But what they told us was that they were standing there and they could see the people coming in off the buses that were dressed in black, getting their garb on with their battle shields and all that sort of stuff and putting on their body armor so they could go up towards the Capitol. And these people were dressed in black.
Wow. Well, that's pretty powerful observation and report that we're getting there.
They said it was about four buses that came in.
Wow. Well, of course, you know, there are those who say, no, there weren't any untoward people who showed up looking for trouble.
Oh, there were.
But this report seems to go against that.
These people were not there for the rally. They were not there to listen to President Trump speak. They were there to go up towards the Capitol.
That's exactly
and
right.
And that's where they went. They were up there first. They were actually out in front of the rest of the people when all this stuff went down. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, do you know who Frank Luntz is?
Well, of course, yeah. He's a very well-known pollster.
Mm-hmm. And he gets things wrong a lot of time, more times than he gets them right, because he was really off in 2016 and he was off in 2012. But he polled 800 Trump voters, people that had voted for Donald Trump, and found that a great majority of them would still vote for the president again if given the opportunity. Listen to this. Despite the criticism of his conduct since November 3rd and last week, 91% of Trump voters said they'd still vote for him if another presidential election were held today. Now, Frank Luntz said that on his official social media account. He also said another 4% said they would switch their vote to President-elect Joe Biden, who is now very close to being the president. 3% said they would vote for someone else or write in someone else, and 2% said they wouldn't vote at all.
They wouldn't vote at all. Well, Frank Luntz, of course, you know, this is quite information coming out. But, you know, Captain, people that voted for President Trump are still not going to abide the violence that we saw.
No.
I think most people that voted for President Trump don't support that kind of thing. But here's what they do support. And I think the reason why Frank Luntz got this result is because people are saying, look, I really think it's more of a statement of Trumpism in the grand sense, in the sense that they are looking to continue to promote the kinds of policies that they believe help to raise the country up and give people more opportunity. But at the same time, they've also seen that the mainstream media hasn't exactly told them the truth about everything. They don't trust the mainstream media. They're not going to. So hence, I think this result, they're going to continue to support the president.
Now, the latest video sharing platform to block President Trump is YouTube.
That's right. What we understand is YouTube has blocked any uploading of new material to the president's account or their channel, as it were, and that's going to stay in place, I believe, for at least 7 days. It could be extended after that, but they're using the same kind of verbiage, and that is they don't want to have inciting of violence or riots. So this is what I recall seeing about this, but again, this deplatforming, I don't know that I actually think it makes people actually, a little bit more upset, because then there's no way to vent. There's no way. And of course, you don't vent by calling for violence, but there's no way to express themselves. And they just feel like this is just a big shutdown. I wonder if that has an opposite effect of tamping down the temperature of everything.
Hard to say. And Twitter yesterday permanently suspended the @RealDonaldTrump Twitter account permanently. That was the one that last Friday night I actually saw him putting the account over at Parler, because he came in there, new user, the Real Donald Trump and @Donald Trump. So there you go. All right, well, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we come back to let you know what's going on tonight. And when we come back, Sheldon Adelson, a multi-billionaire many times over, passed away yesterday. The Republicans have lost a huge contributor to their candidate pool. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. And you know, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. And you'll get a lifetime warranty and $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time of the service. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, as well as Daytona Beach and Port Charlotte. Don't forget, other surrounding areas, too, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, that phone number again, 813-96-GLASS, and tell them the captain sent you to get that $100 put right into the palm of your hand. And, Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is with those melodic terms. And before we get to the caller, the multi-billionaire casino and hotel magnate Sheldon Adelson has died. He'll be remembered as the GOP kingmaker who deeply impacted presidential politics because when somebody needed money, even down to the congressional level, he would drop $1 million here, $1 million there on a regular basis to these candidates.
That's exactly right, yes. So he definitely, and I think over the last cycle, Captain, I think he gave somewhere in the neighborhood of $200 million. So that's quite a chunk of change. He also, of course, was very famous for his work with casinos, and especially in Las Vegas. He owned the Sands, created the Las Vegas Sands Corporation. They had casino interests all over the place. But also, Captain, a lot of people will recognize the landmark Venetian Hotel on the Las Vegas Strip. I've been there many times. It has a reproduction of St. Mark's Square right there as well, plus those gondolas as you go through the canals and so forth. And so he's definitely made a major contribution to the Las Vegas atmosphere there over the years. Yeah.
Well, he will be missed. He was quite a philanthropist. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the phone lines. And good morning, Mary.
Hi. Good morning. I'd like to say that if everyone is waiting for a COVID shot, are they still alive? Yes. Okay. Then the thing is, it's like I know two people that are involved in giving these shots, right? These people are all working their hearts out to get this out to people. So it's like if you're still alive, and I am, keep your shirt on. It will happen. But for goodness sakes, really.
Well, there's not enough vaccine to go around to the people that apparently want to take it, and the plan B is going to be to reduce the dosage by 50% to make more vaccines available, and then give them a third shot instead of two. They'll get three.
They're working their hearts out.
I know.
Give them a break.
I know.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I know. That's actually old news, because that's been going on for what, about 3 weeks now?
Well, yes, and I think that we've understood as well that in some places, I think even here in California, they might be starting to say, okay, the criteria is going to be 65 and over. But you're right, the quantities aren't there yet. And I think what people are expecting, and they are starting to make some of these areas. I think Dodger Stadium is going to be a like a super vaccine location. Also, I think Disneyland as well here in Orange County is also going to be a place where you can
The Sears stores that are vacant around the country are actually being rented and used for that right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can have a large amount of people come through, and because the idea is to get that vaccine out there, and, you know, we're hearing now things about, well, maybe in the fall people can finally go back to doing theaters or concerts or things like that, but that still remains to be seen. It depends on how much vaccine gets out there and whether or not we find out if it covers the variants or not.
Now, a couple of congressmen, actually a congressman and a congresswoman, a freshman congresswoman, are at each other's throats here. A feud has emerged between Eric Swalwell, Mr. China, look what I got, right? And Congresswoman Boebert, who is the one from, Colorado, the one that's packing her gun. It's escalated over the freshman representative's Capitol protest comments when she got up there and said something at the rally, and Swalwell didn't care for it.
Right. Well, exactly. Well, I don't know. It seems to me, Captain, that if you were Eric Swalwell, you'd kind of want to, I don't know, lay low.
I would keep my mouth shut, because he has no defense over what he's been caught doing.
Well, exactly. I mean, and you know, that whole story needs obviously to be investigated. I can't imagine for the life of me why he still would be on the Intelligence Committee, but you know who decides if he's on the Intelligence
Committee? Nancy Pelosi.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she's going to do anything anytime soon, but gosh golly gee, don't you think if that was a Republican, they would have escorted him out of the building and taken his card away by now?
Yeah. Yep. Have you heard of a internet service called Signal?
I have not, no.
Well, Signal on Monday became the number one app downloaded after reaching 1.3 million downloads come Monday.
Interesting. Is it a what kind of app is it, if you know?
It's, again, like Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, well, maybe the new, another
Signal.
Up-and-comer sort of thing. Yeah, we'll check it out.
Yep. Yeah, and Ron Paul, of course, is baffled at the fact that he's been censured by Facebook. He says, I'm a non-interventionist, and I preach nonviolence, and they censured me.
Well, yeah, go figure. I don't know. Ron Paul doesn't usually, you would never associate him with controversial material of that nature and so forth. But But again, you know, I guess it just all depends. If you don't know until they tell you, okay, well, you violated our terms of service, but maybe it wasn't even clear what you did.
If you go to an airport and you turn on the television, what is it that you're going to usually see on the that's up on the cable TV when you go through an airport?
You're
going to
see what they call CNN airports, a special feed that CNN has paid to have in airports for a long time.
Well, CNN is having some financial troubles, and as a result, CNN announced that it's pulling its network from the airports, and Twitter is jumping up and down about it.
Well, yes, and what CNN is saying is that, well, we're figuring out that people are consuming the news with, you know, different devices and stuff like that, but they actually went through, Captain, they would pay for, from what I understand, they pay for TVs and things like that in these airports, and anybody who's had to travel on business and so forth, they feel like a captive audience, obviously, for the special CNN feed. Now, it's not the usual standard feed because they integrated also advertising and things like that. So it kind of blurred some of the lines there as well between info and advertising, for one thing. But I think it is quite a big development, especially following the election season now, that CNN is making this move.
Now, did you hear that Liz Cheney, the number three Republican in the House of Representatives, is going to vote for impeachment?
Yes, I have heard that, yes.
Did you hear what Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona said?
What was that?
It's time for her to exit the leadership post and perhaps even resign.
Wow, well, that's pretty powerful. And again, by the way, Captain, let's just say that they pass this thing today on Wednesday, the impeachment, and they just quickly do it. It's the Senate can't even begin to take this up until, I think, 1 p.m. on January 20th is one of the reports I heard. They're not going to be having a trial in the Senate or anything like that, and if they think that they can impeach a president, whatever president, after they leave office, I think they're going to find it's unconstitutional.
Yeah, if they challenge it, they will. But many people, they're afraid to challenge Twitter on the First Amendment violation of their rights, and I don't know why.
Well, right. But again, I mean, if President Trump leaves office at 12 p.m. or 12:01 on January 20th, then they impeach him, what are they going to do? They can't remove him
from
office.
I want you to hear the latest brilliant statement by AOC. You ready?
Okay.
She said the U.S. needs actual liberation of the southern states from the GOP.
Huh. Well.
Like they're going to listen to her from New York.
Well, exactly. But that sounds, you know, like when on the Internet they have that thing called clickbait, you know. That sounds like that's what that is. It's just a grandstanding statement that, to be what? Liberated from the GOP? Oh, come on.
You know what else she said?
What's that?
We came close to half of the House crying during the riots.
Wow. Well.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, well, hold that.
Like her. Yeah.
Hold that thought. And, folks, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Kyle Warren and caller if you want to hang on. You'll be the first one up when we come back. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Got lots more coming your way on a Wednesday morning.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in all 50 states are working on ways to protect their state capitals after the FBI warned that armed protests are possible in all state capitals ahead of the presidential inauguration. Georgia State Patrol Colonel Chris Wright says officials in his state are working on ensuring safety while making sure everyone's allowed to express their First Amendment rights.
We just need to make certain that everyone understands that we certainly respect everyone's First Amendment right to peacefully protest, as the governor said, but we will not tolerate unlawful or violent behavior in this state.
And the House has passed a resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to remove President Trump from office via the 25th Amendment. Pence sent a letter to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, earlier on Tuesday, saying he has no intentions of removing the president. He said that move is not consistent with the Constitution. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, and thank you very much for tuning in and chiming in and opining. And we appreciate the callers that have been calling in, plus the comments that we've been getting not only on the chat room, but also I've got a couple of emails here, and I got a bunch of text messages, but I can't get over there because there's so many over there. It's my phone is literally loaded up with text messages, but anyway, is what it is. By the way, folks, are you injured in an accident and need a lawyer? Well, the last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Now, Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah and Farrah and let them push back. Now visit their website, farrahandfarrah.com. That's spelled F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. And their 24/7 number is 877-245-6707. That number again, 877-245-6707, farrahandfarrah.com. And back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we have got President Trump, who said that he was down on the border yesterday, right?
Right.
And he said, I've kept my promises, as he marked the 450 miles of border wall amid the riot fallout in D.C. Now, I'm still waiting for him to come up and apologize in some way, sincerely, and say, listen, if I offended anyone in any way or if I did anything to do anything wrong on Wednesday, January 6th, I want to apologize for it right now. I have not heard him say that. Have you?
No, we only have, I think, what was the Kevin McCarthy call that where he, you know, took some of the blame.
He regretted.
Yeah, regretted it, exactly. But, yeah, you're right. There hasn't been anything like that yet. I don't know that we'll hear something like that anytime soon. This has turned into, of course, obviously a toxic situation like almost no other in recent political times. We've had people lose their life at the Capitol. This is a very, very big deal. And, you know, I don't know what he could say at this point other than, you know, because, again, the idea of the speech that he made, I've heard some prosecutors say, well, this doesn't rise to the level of what we would typically go after. But that's in a criminal sense. But in a political sense, it's a much different animal altogether.
Yeah, you're right. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday reinstated a requirement that women visit a hospital or clinic to obtain a drug use for medication-endorsed abortions, lifting an order by a lower court allowing the drug to be mailed or delivered as a safety measure during the pandemic. Did you know that?
Yeah, I saw that the Supreme Court, they did reinstate that requirement that you have to actually go in to obtain this particular drug, yes.
Yeah, and I think any time you have to get a drug, it makes more sense if you can do it to do it in person anyway, but that's just me. All right, there is a poll out there, the Axios Ipsos poll, that says that more Americans are now more eager to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah, I think that you're finding that, you know, you've had some prominent people take the vaccine. It's being distributed now, even as in the limited fashion that it has been. And we haven't had the kind of stories, you know, that of things going horribly wrong, this kind of thing. President-elect Biden also has taken the two shots now, and he did that in public. So there's been quite an effort to get people to be more, accepting of this. And I think more people will want to get that shot because it also represents the idea that we'll get back to normal more quickly. And people are done with lockdowns. They're done with not being able to have businesses open, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I think we'll see more people say that.
Now, Joe Biden's corporate tax plan is going to raise taxes to the corporations. He's basically going to put the taxes back in place that were removed by Donald Trump when he did what he did. And it's going to harm the economic success that President Trump built. We know that. Anytime you raise taxes, it means there's going to be a downturn in general for a while. How long that while is, we don't know.
Well, exactly. But now you couple it together with the COVID environment, economic environment that we're in, this is going to be a major blow. And because during the campaign, Joe Biden was saying, oh, it's only the $400,000 people, you know, people making $400,000 or more will get their taxes raised. But when you reverse the Trump tax cuts, that's essentially a tax, a raise of
on the middle
tax
class.
Exactly. And so it's going to continue to have a deleterious effect. And businesses will hunker down. People will hunker down because they may not also have an income, really. I mean, of course, they're going to try all these multi-trillion-dollar stimulus packages. But honestly, what they're going to do is they're going to create the environment where people say, uh-oh, it's going back to the way it was. I'm not going to go out and spend.
Now, Newsmax is still moving along. They are the number one news choice when it comes to downloads. More and more Americans have made Newsmax television their mobile device's number one news source. And I think that that's all pretty interesting the way that's going about. They certainly have got their act together.
Well, yes, they have. They've really grown by leaps and bounds, obviously, since the November election. And they've embraced it, really. I think that they've really tried to step up for this, because I think they are getting millions of downloads,
yeah,
getting millions of new, viewers. Yeah.
Now, yesterday we asked the question, can the Senate hold an impeachment trial for a president whose term has ended and he's out of office?
Well, I think that you're going to find that most of the constitutional scholars, even and especially people like Alan Dershowitz and Jonathan Turley, I think will clearly come down on the idea that you can't do that, because there's no provision for it. If you're going to remove the president, that's pretty much what impeachment ends up doing. They could convict him in the Senate, convict a president in the Senate, and then remove that president. But if they're out of office, There's nothing to do. So why do that? Now, this has also spilled over, Captain, into the idea of Joe Biden talking to the Senate, or talking to his people, as it were, and simply saying, well, you know, this is going to tie up the Senate because they'd have to work on this 6 days a week. That's the only thing that they could do. But then that means he doesn't get any other work done in the Senate. And he actually talked about, well, can we bifurcate this? Can we work on it in the morning and then do agenda in the afternoon, or vice versa? But there's no provision for all this kind of stuff. It's a non-issue.
Well, a Harvard professor, a fellow Harvard law professor by the name of Cass Sunstein, agreed that he felt that it was only for current office holders when it came to impeaching someone.
Well, exactly, because what this is becomes a pile-on of, let's do this to Trump as he goes out the door. And I do think it's going to backfire to a great degree with a lot of people across the country. They are done with the election in the grand sense. And to have the Democrats try to rush through this thing in the House and in the Senate in the waning days of the Trump administration, I think most of the American people will see as being wasting time, when we should be obviously getting ready for the new administration. Where do we go from here? It's still going to be a bumpy ride, but let's get on to something else here.
Yeah, and you folks in Florida, don't forget January the 27th at Tallahassee at the state capitol in Florida, you'll be able to see a rally. It's called Florida Stands United for Freedom. The featured speakers are Joe Gruters, the president of the Florida Republican Party. Also, you'll have one of the up-and-coming prominent Florida state representatives, Anthony Sabatini, and others will be there for the free Florida.me/freedom rally website. That's the website, freeflorida.me/freedom rally. Go there for more information and find out what's involved. All right, we're coming back with our next Truckers Highway and Bible report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. And then Denise Simon comes up right after that. So we will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center and the Flying J truck stops around the country. Make sure you stop on there and tell them that you heard me talking about them on the radio. And guess what? You'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee during the overnight hours, which isn't a bad thing. And you'll also have the opportunity to join the driver's club and save, get yourself some points and save yourself a bunch of money that way, too. So stop on by, tell them the captain sent you, and you'll be in like Flynn. All righty, here we go with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and we're going dancing right now. tells you what. Saturday Night Fever. Kyle, you remember that?
I sure do.
Well, I'm watching a video, and the first it was the Bee Gees doing the song, and then they brought on John Travolta here in the middle of the video, and he's doing his dancing. And I'm telling you what, could that guy dance? Holy cow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, John Travolta, just he's quite an athlete when he was dancing in those days. It just really could really do well. And the Bee Gees, of course, the whole soundtrack, that created an entire era of disco, basically. At least brought it to the fore.
Oh, yeah.
And there wasn't anything like them. Yeah.
Yeah, and I can remember the bell bottoms and the hat boots and the nice big old fancy shirts and all that stuff and doing a little dancing myself.
Very cool.
All righty. Well, we're going to read the weather statement, then I'm going to turn it over to you because we have got a change in the weather from last hour to this hour, and we'll get into that right now. The heavy rain and high elevation snow will subside over the Pacific Northwest. However, the potential for river flooding and landslides do remain. The precipitation will move from the northern Rockies then over into the northern plains, and in addition to strong winds that may impact the region into the northern and central plains into Friday. Now, you can expect hazardous travel, possibly power outages and property damage, and lake effect snow is kicking in Buffalo over to Rochester right now. It's already started to move further east, and the freezing drizzle in the south has gotten bigger and moving along, too. We'll tell you all about it, but Kyle, take it away.
Well, Captain, we do have rain continuing in the Pacific Northwest tonight. Should clear out and maybe not return until about Sunday, but in the Seattle and Portland area, we still are looking at major flood watches going on, and this extends all the way down through Portland, Salem, Eugene, Oregon, along Interstate 5. Do have a high wind warning in southern Oregon, and this is going to be in the Lakeview area. It's actually quite a large area, but we do be traveling on perhaps 395 through Lakeview, you might encounter those high winds. Also, coming out of Seattle on I-90, you're going to have flood advisories continuing, wind advisory, and then a high wind warning as you make your way east towards Idaho, up near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, near 4th of July Pass. We've got a lot of rain and forecasted, Captain, 47-mile-an-hour wind gusts, so be very careful of that as you're coming across I-90. Also, avalanche warning. This is near Missoula, Montana tonight, and so obviously you've got a lot of snow, but also high wind warnings covering most of the state of Montana, basically all over the state of Montana tonight. Winter storm warning in the southern part. Also, high wind watches throughout most of Wyoming, and of course, high wind warning in Cheyenne and Laramie as you come across I-80. This high wind watch extends down the I-25 corridor through Denver as well. So that's what it looks like out west tonight, Captain.
All righty. Well, if you're traveling I-90 or State Route 104 from Niagara Falls over towards Rochester, you've got snow all along the lake right now. The lake effect snow machine is kicking in off Lake Ontario in upstate New York. And we have freezing fog and freezing drizzle, mostly drizzle, in the northern half of Alabama, the northwestern part of Georgia, to include just a little bit north of Atlanta, Kennesaw on up towards Knoxville. Also, if you're going up I-65 towards Nashville, Tennessee, off to the east, I-40, just about 20 miles west of Knoxville, Tennessee, all the way over to the mountains in North Carolina, down 24 and 40. And also, you're going to have going up 81 all the way into the mountains of Virginia and the mountains of North Carolina right now. And then South Carolina, half of South Carolina is inundated right now, Kyle, with freezing drizzle all the way over to the coastline. Covers upper half of South Carolina, especially coming across I-20 all the way to Florence and then I-95, and then all along the coastline up to the Chesapeake Bay. So that's what we're looking at for weather. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, folks, and that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him. Right now we're going to jump over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
The acting U.S. Attorney General Michael Sherwin yesterday said, I think the scope and scale of this investigation in these cases are really unprecedented, not only in FBI history, but also DOJ history. He talked about the Capitol grounds inside and out are a crime scene. He also said 170 active case investigations were currently going on, with more coming.
Yes.
Your thought. I think it's going to be in the hundreds, if not thousands. They got 100,000 facial recognition pictures.
I think that the way the information is going to come to us is going to be individual case by case by case. But I think there's going to be somewhat of a common thread on what we're going to find out, that most of the people that were the most radical, militant, dangerous, are those that were QAnon followers. I think, you know, I was not a QAnon follower. I have many people that had reached out to me and asked me what my thoughts were on this and that and this and that that Q had apparently said or alleged or whatever, and it appears that I believe that those followers were the most aggressive and assertive, the angriest. I can't prove that yet, but what I've seen so far, it seems to be the case.
You know who the Boogaloo? So, you know who the Boogaloo movement is?
I do.
Well, the FBI is reporting that come Sunday, they're going to be protesting all around the country.
Well, several of them have been arrested already, and that was prior to the D.C. riots. So they're watching them very closely, too. It's real important to understand why people showed up in Washington, D.C., and how many people showed up in Washington, D.C. that never went over to the Capitol.
Yeah, okay. Hold on. We'll talk about that when we come back. Plus, we'll also talk about Mitch McConnell. A story came out yesterday from the New York Times. Everybody jumped all over it, including Fox News, put it on their front page. It may not be what it sounded like. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.